Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're gonna have to take it a bit quite gentle.
Let's walk up this slope. Let's okay, start, cool. Start right. From there.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Good morning, dear listener, and welcome to Running Commentary.
Good morning. It's a hot late one, isn't it?
It is. We're both rushing around doing exciting things, and Paul's been. It's one another one of those ones where I had to drop up a van, and before jumping off the van, I had to sit in it.
Yeah, for
ages. A really long time.
Yes.
In North London, but you know.
Yes.
Listen to Charlie Brooker.
So how can we have a van then? That's a tale in itself. Isn't it?
It is a tale in itself. Should we keep walking or are we running here? We'll run gently.
Let's run. This is running commentary.
We're just climbing up the hill to Alexandra Palace on this balmy June day.
Yeah, really.
About 25 degrees, probably get to 26
lovely.
While we're out. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is lovely, yeah.
Because I ran here from dropping the van off.
Yeah.
When I arrived and stopped.
Yeah.
That's when you sweat, isn't it?
Yes.
I just had a little sit down and I could feel it all running down my back. I was like, oh, hello. Yeah. But I don't mind. Funny to think
really
that the Race to the Stones was in weather like this, though.
We often get a surge of this, don't we? Sort of. This could be it, couldn't it?
Yeah,
this could be the best
high summer,
of summer,
isn't it?
We have.
It is June, after all.
Yeah.
June's busting out all over.
Yeah.
But in answer to your earlier question, as discussed last time, it's very expensive to get the train to Edinburgh at the moment.
Yeah.
So I was off up to Edinburgh to do the gigs.
Right.
And I also was supposed to be having a rehearsal in Leamington Spa.
Right.
And also, my mum is moving out of her house this week, and her loft had got, me and my wife would have said, some of our stuff in it.
Right.
So I thought, I'll hire a van.
Yeah.
I'll go to Leamington Spa.
Right.
Go to Edinburgh. Come it down for Edinburgh. Stop at my mum's.
Get in the back of the van. Yeah.
Get in the back of the van. Self-storage.
Yeah.
All this business. Anyway, that's what I did, basically.
Life palaver.
Yeah, but it was quite an adventure. Because, first of all, the rehearsal in Leamington Spa was cancelled. We actually did it online.
Right.
So I was tempted to do that from the van just to kind of make use of it. But
yes.
Drive to Edinburgh. Whew, yeah. That's a long way, isn't it? But it was good.
That's one that is maybe the only good thing to come out of the Great Awfulness is the Zoom thing.
Yeah.
In that it's much better to rehearse, I think, in person together.
Yeah.
Like I've got a writing session with someone tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get to West London or whatever, just didn't have time. So
we were on a close path and we didn't know.
Oh my God.
And we were a brace of badasses.
Lawbreakers.
Closed. It's not close to us. We just come up it.
Do you know what that says to me, Rob? Turf matters.
Turf matters. Footpath closed. Don't care.
We didn't even know.
Kick it open. With turf matters.
Run up it. Slowly in it.
Yeah, the Zoom thing. It's like it's better to be together, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's better to be in person, but it's a decent option, isn't it?
I completely agree in principle. And in practice, I just don't get on with it. Right. Mr. Hustler the other day was with Jared and Jack.
Yes.
From the Mighty Kids Beatbox Comedy Show. Just good guys.
Good
a
friends.
Lot of fun.
People you know. Yeah.
Even then, I mean, I had a good time. Didn't regret it at all. But I'm still kind of, I don't know, ill at ease and just very uncomfortable in my skin. This is not to go against what you're saying at all. In principle, it's great. Yeah. Our new neighbours got in touch yesterday and said, we'd like to talk to you about this domestic issue. Not conflict, but like, good. We've got people on our side to talk about this thing.
Right.
And then the next sentence was, so should we have a meeting online this afternoon? I'm like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I think...
I find it really upsetting.
I have a caveat. I think it has to be seen as a poor substitute.
Yeah.
Because it's much better to be in the room, of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but you should still be able to handle it. I think it says something about me that I can't.
Well, what's it saying?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's all part of that realisation I had in lockdown was that I'm not so much a gregarious, all-round fellow as a extrovert introvert whose outgoing nature is... It's not just a defence mechanism because it's who I am, but it is, I think, predicated on some kind of...
It's not to say that it's...
Control.
That it's without a vague element of stress, the Zoom, isn't it? Because you can't help but feel it's in some way a little bit of a performance, isn't it?
Exactly.
I always think there's a nice little short film to be made about the 2 minutes pre-Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the tension of the imminent
Zoom
incoming, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's not natural.
No. I mean, last time, apart from this thing the other day, the last time I went to a Zoom meeting I really didn't want to be in was when I did a speed awareness course.
Yes.
And, just so tense. I mean, in a way, kind of valid because the negativity of the technical situation soaks up the negativity of the actual...
Right.
You know, the poor person leading a thing
who
has to do it like they're all cool, but also has to, on the one hand... field everyone's negativity.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, make sure that he or she can sign us off at the end of the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And on that way, I mean, that one guy said, because the course is actually ridiculous. We've been driving for years. You know, the person who's always on that course.
Yes. Yeah,
who just wants to have a kind of non-specific row about the whole thing. And in this case, he's all going, and getting up, walking around. His camera's moving around. Someone at the door. Roo, roo, roo. Shut up. Roo, 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 roo. Take the dog and put it in the other room. The drama of it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. See, for me, a speed awareness on Zoom is way more pleasurable than having to drive to Ealing to actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, and more time efficient as well.
Yeah, I mean...
But for creative things.
Yeah, if I'd had to drive to a conference room somewhere, I would have had to wear trousers. That was totally unnecessary. And
yeah.
Roo, roo, roo. Control the dog. Shut up. Down the back of it or around the front of it?
Let's go down the back, yeah.
All right. Have you ever had one of those dreams where you need a wee, but you don't wake up enough, so you basically, in your dream, you keep thinking, I'll go to the loo. And you go to the loo and there's just something that kind of stops you. It's like, this one's not very nice, or this one's blocked up. And it just kind of carries on because it can never happen. Because if you found a loo that worked, you'd essentially wet the bed. Have you ever had this dream?
Are we talking about wet dreams?
No, we're not. You are now.
But isn't that being on the verge of a wet dream, though? Isn't that
what it is? No. It's nothing to do with that. I'm going to give you a simple biology lesson.
No, I haven't.
Haven't had that dream?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, I'm hoping listeners will understand.
I'm sure they will.
I was really laughing about this with my wife the other day because I forgot when I was sending up, I'm going to be drizzling. Don't use those words now. Van stories throughout this episode.
Yeah,
it's exciting
not?
To think of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot to say, on the way up to Edinburgh,
I made
this plan to stop in Leeds to drop off 2 boxes of tiles.
Right.
Quite heavy, not huge.
Yeah.
We didn't need them for our new bathroom. They're worth over £100.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And they'll give us a refund, but I had to take them back with all the Leeds on the way to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So I did it. I'll do it. You know, pay for the van or give or take, whatever.
Road trip!
Yeah. Oh, and I went to pick up the van, by the way. It was such a comedy adventure. When I picked it up, the guy said, listen, I know you wanted like a normal transit size. They've all come back. And literally, it was like a sketch. He said, look at that one. I looked to my left. And there was one with a broken window. He said, look at that one. I looked to my right. And someone had sort of dinged the front wing.
Right.
And he said, look at that one.
So easily
done.
I
was like, that one looks okay, because I'm looking at the front of it. And I looked, and you could see the back doors kind of crumpled up behind it.
Like, wow. Wow.
He's like, so I haven't got one now.
Yeah.
And he said, you'll have to take a big one. And he gave me this Enormo van, which I thought, great. It's no, you know, if you want another crashed van, do you know what I mean? It was really long.
It's no rear parking sensor. It's so easy to crash in those, isn't it? When you're not used to it.
We're talking about, you know, nudging posts and losing your deposit.
Yeah.
Not slewing across four lanes.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Anyway, so I drove to Leeds. And by the time I got out of the van, I needed the toilet quite badly.
Yeah.
And I was at the place where the tile place is, but actually next door to it is a bathroom place, separate business.
Yeah.
And I walked in and hadn't realised it wasn't the same place. And I was literally desperate for a wee.
Right.
In a room full of toilets I couldn't use.
Right.
I was like, I've had this dream. It was excellent. It actually happened in life. And so if anyone has had that dream, they'll understand. But you haven't, and you almost willfully misunderstood.
I've had similar dreams,
not like that.
Just put the pyjamas in the Alibaba.
And how was Edinburgh?
Oh, it was excellent. I did the park run. But let's talk running. What's your running story this week?
Well, I've had another weird week, actually. I did a couple of runs middle of last week, but I've had this weird... I don't know what's happening at the moment. I've had this weird stomach thing. Just a real...
Muscular? Or digestive?
Just a kind of tenderness to the touch in my lower left abdomen. I think it was related to food.
Yeah.
I've come off anything that could be possibly inflammatory in the last few days.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling better.
And
I'm having yogurt for breakfast, little. I'm just taking it very, very simple.
Yeah. You should stick to things where you know what they are, though.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know what that is.
Well, no, it's a sort of probiotic.
Sure.
But it's...
Let's get off the subject of wet dreams and start talking about yogurts in the morning.
Yeah, so I'm trying to...
It's yogurt, love, it's yogurt. We've had this before, haven't we, Paul?
So, wake up in the middle of the night screaming, yogurt!
I don't do dairy.
So... Yeah, because it was just painful to run. I can feel it a little bit now, but less so.
It's like a little pull.
Yeah, just a little tightness pull.
Have you ever had your appendix out?
No.
Not while I'm running. People don't like that.
I haven't, no.
Oh, it could be that then,
could it? Be that. It could be, yeah.
It could be grumbling.
I'm seeing if it's still agitated in a few days, but it seems to be getting better. So.
Good.
So it sort of held me back a little bit, which is a shame, but I've been feeling no booze at the weekend. Got through Sunday. I say no booze, very little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. How about you? You did the park run.
Yeah, it's a good week. I know I spoke to you last week and I was saying about trying to reaffirm, you know, to be a bit more sensible from this month onwards. And had a few booze-free days and ticked them off, even though I did drink through that cribbage tournament. Brilliant, great days.
Nice.
And
yeah. Was that on the Wednesday?
That was last Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
And then also got back into, started doing yoga again, me and my wife. Early evening yoga with Adrienne.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good.
That's going to make a difference.
It's one of those things, great to come back to it, because on the one hand, because I haven't done it for a long time, right?
Right.
So you just assume you're going to be back to square one. But if you've done it before, It's A, not a shock to the system, kind of physically or psychologically, and B, just in a muscular sense, you don't completely lose the fitness, you know what I mean?
No, so, there's a bit of memory there.
Yeah, so psychologically, it's so nice that when you're repeating one like we are now, that it's not as hard as it was when we did it last time. And then the other side of that is that's completely true on a spiritual level as well, I think, because I've always found, you know, doing half an hour of yoga is just fantastically clarifying and cleansing, and specifically you push away your stresses and become a bit more calm, you know?
Yeah.
But that, when I'm thinking back now to doing that a couple of years ago, you know, recognizing that that's happening even is something you kind of learn about. Whereas coming straight back to it last week, that was as clear as how Brilliant. Easy it was to do a plank. Do you know what I mean? It was like, Oh, wow, yeah, that made me feel better. Yeah. That took me to a... It put, takes you into what... I think that whole science has been derided, but I think of as being like left brain, you know?
Yeah.
We did, I mean, not even half an hour, 25 minutes of yoga the other day.
Right.
And at one point, in a flash, I was in this, probably the most beautiful, most country-ish bit of my Brecon Beacons Ultra, when we kind of descended into this valley and it gradually coalesced into something a bit softer with trees
and
a farmhouse. And I was with some people, except I wasn't, but they were kind of ahead of me, like a dream of someone to run with, you know, like a glimpse through the leaves. Anyway, I was doing this yoga and I just went back there, like poof!
Nice.
Absolute, you know,
nice
moment. And it was just so accessible. I reckon it would have taken me 3 weeks to get to something like that when I was first doing it. So, yeah, 3 days of yoga we did last week. And honestly,
fantastic.
Just worth so much.
It's always interesting because I've started my doing my transcendental meditation this week.
Yeah, so what? You so what's is it just because you want to or for some reason?
No, I just fancied it. I mean, I've heard lots of... You know, just good things Ooh. About it. Just feel more just feel more creative and clear in my life. And just
happy
sort of
to be calmer in the night so you don't create trouble around the house.
Yogurt! So I went to some... I just did the old introductory... The ceremonial aspects to it.
Yeah.
In a house in Muswell. It's funny, TM, because there's a secretive thing about it where they don't... You know, it's like they give you a mantra, but you can't tell anyone and all.
Yeah.
All this, which is a bit...
It's quite coded.
Yeah, and it's sort of... It's funny because it's obviously a means of protecting some kind of TM global income stream. and before you do it, you really poo-poo it. But then you do it and you think, I get it now and I don't want to talk about it too much. Part of the reason of that is because you paid so much for it.
Yeah,
so it sort
of
compounds itself.
Yeah, yeah, but you also feel like you own it somehow.
But it's... I'm enjoying it. I've just done a few meditations and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
You're on meditation.
Feels a little bit different.
Really did. Nice. So we're quite spiritual then, you and I, today.
Yeah, yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah. No refunds!
There was that weird moment.
You know why we do transcendental and spiritual stuff like that? Because
we're tough!
Because we're tough mudders!
You tough well, to be TM on this
is tough mudder!
Never mind transcendental meditation, tough mudder meditation, TMM! Get a bit of gravel, shove it in your mouth, chew! Don't tell anyone!
I think these people we just ran past that you were talking to them.
What's your mantra?
I don't want to eat gravel!
I'm a tough mudder! Don't tell anyone!
Don't tell anyone!
You'll be able to tell, because I'm tough.
First rule about tough mudders, you don't talk about tough mudder.
So yeah, good times, interesting times, and all in keeping with the sort of change elements in life, you know, just things changing.
This is very much nice, a time of change.
Yeah.
It's in the wind, isn't it? I went out for my run on Thursday last week.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd do one of my, you know, I used to run out sort of 3 or 4 runs, all about 7 miles, short 7 miles or 10 miles from my house. And I used to rotate them quite religiously. I was probably doing that before we started running together.
Right.
And I thought I want to run about a long 10K, maybe 7.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do one of my old runs. And it was one of those things, you know how you do something in your life for a bit and then you don't anymore and you don't realise that you don't anymore?
Right, yes.
Like, for example, I always used to drink loads and loads of water.
Right.
And a couple of years ago, I realised I just totally stopped doing that.
Right.
But I still assumed I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went out on one of my runs. It's the absolute kind of quintessential one. And it actually features, it's one of the runs in my book.
Yeah.
And
it's one of your home runs.
And I hadn't done it for years. It was like I was another person, you know.
Yeah.
The ways in which running changed for me in lockdown, I realised that there were, it's not negative, but there were casualties, things that went away, you know. Anyway.
So how did you feel?
I felt great. And one of the things about that was, well, it was all positive. So there was loads that was good about it.
Yeah.
But the elements that were different and new, they were also good.
Right.
Because I've grown up a bit since the last time I did it. Yeah. So, to explain that, first of all, I went off fast.
run.
I ran at the speed that I used to run.
Okay.
So it's like what I suppose is training-wise is like a tempo run, you know?
Yeah.
It's slightly downhill, so that sets you off at a good pace.
Yeah.
At the beginning. And then me, once I've set a pace, just hold on to it, you know?
Right.
And also, I think just the muscle memory of it, think of it as like that run from the old days.
Yeah.
So I went out there and really worked up a sweat. I was doing like just under,
yeah,
sort of averaging just under 8 minute miles.
Right. Yeah.
And feeling good on it, you know, and feeling the how that works, like how you don't particularly want to stop.
Yeah.
Didn't take any photos.
The rhythm of it. Yeah.
Yeah, real rhythm, exactly. And yet, at one point, I kind of thought, oh, I'm on a different side of the road to where I would have been back in the day. I have to go around there. And I was like, yeah, fine. Yeah. And honestly, realizing how obsessive I was about it before, if I'd gone the wrong way,
yeah,
10 years ago, I'd have gone, oh, no.
Been a bit of self-remonstration going on.
Yeah, yeah, and who cares?
Yeah.
You know, so it's amazing to hear it when I talk like this, but I am much looser now.
Well, it's amazing.
It's very special, and just to realise that time has passed and that one is changing. But, you know, I think it works as a metaphor that we're changing, we're getting older.
Yeah.
But everything you like and that works, you can keep.
Yeah. But it's taking that sort of thing. I realise as I get older that I've been framing a lot of things, including my week, as a sort of, as a kind of ordeal in a way.
Yeah.
As something that...
Or no deal.
Well...
Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were Noel Edmonds for a minute there.
It's just... I'll ignore that. It's just...
You'll ignore deal. That.
Yeah. No, but it's just as a series of things to get through.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's release on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to do this, and then at this future point is my release.
Yeah, and that release in itself... It's part of the ordeal. I'm going to get really drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is going to make Monday, Tuesday harder.
So it's
and then
like
it starts again.
You're very much outside the moment. You're whatever it is, positive or negative, you're getting it over and done with and getting on to
yeah,
the
next. Yeah, it's
thing.
Like, because I think with stand-ups, it's like you lock yourself into a weekly cycle where Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. It's a series of like...
Highs and lows.
Ego competitions in a way. So
yes.
The dynamic of it is your ego's going to get tested or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'll either win or lose. Usually you end up winning.
Yeah.
And then there's a relief in that. And then I'll get drunk on a Sunday and then start again. But there's
and
not
at
that
home,
much,
you know, away,
not that much growth
away
in
from work, away from
yes
the road.
With, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With competing, either on your own or with someone who's
oh,
like
that,
a safe
yeah, at
person.
Home with my wife.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of working out whether I can see it as a bit more process orientated, so I try more new material or
yeah
or whatever, or just relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Just don't make it such an effort all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And running
and
part
specifically
of that as well.
Not trying to get it over and done with, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember when
absolutely yeah
when I was first starting to work, I was just about to start this and you're probably on it, but when I was working for the theatre company I used to work for, we were very much tied in with the big breakfast.
Yeah.
And thinking about everything that we liked about it.
Yeah.
Spoofing the show for our workshop. So we watched it and critiqued it a lot.
Yeah.
And you could just see that when it was good, it was just, obviously it's all fun. And you've got that thing
where
something's a bit of business, but it's fun to do. We know that from stand-up as well. You know, it's amazing what just something can make a show. You know, like if you've got to give out some awards.
Yes.
That can
be
great fun. And it's not because the awards are fantastically important or unimportant. It's just a bit of business to be doing on
it's
stage.
It's a bit of play, isn't it? Yeah.
A bit of play, exactly. Yeah. And the funny thing is that when there were other presenters on The Big Breakfast, naming no names, Sharon and Rick.
Right, yeah. There wasn't as much play.
No, and then you get this really weird sense that they're trying to get through it. We're going to get through this and get through to the next one, and get through to the next one, and get through to 9 o'clock. It's like, well, if that's your attitude, tell you what, let's not do it at all.
Yeah.
Because it serves no purpose
it's
other than to provide a moment for us all to be in together.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is to get a bit zen about it or whatever. Is that's the purpose of it, is it's purposelessness, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just a laugh. It's all a laugh. Yeah. But it's amazing how often you can get into that mentality in stand-up, especially if you're closing.
Yeah.
And it's like, keep it tight, we've got to finish by this week.
Yeah.
I had that on Saturday. I was like, I was doing a gig up north.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was thinking, I'll do 30, 40 minutes, I'll play out, I'll splash about.
Yeah.
And then just before I go on, the guy running the gig says, oh, we like to finish for 10:30.
Yeah.
So, keep it tight.
And what time was it, like just after 10?
It was just after 10.
Yeah.
But it was one of those gigs where the comp I'd done 20 minutes at the start of the second half.
Annoying.
Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like, so it's all geared around, I don't know.
Where was the gig and who was the compere?
It was in, he was up north. I don't want to, I'm not going to name names.
Oh, I've got it, but I've got it.
But it's like, and it was, don't get me wrong, it was a fun gig, but what I should have done when he said that is just ignore him.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
No.
And it made me a little bit.
Because it's going to affect the way you think about it, isn't it?
And it made me a little bit tight on stage, you know, at the end of a week of really loose, fun gigs.
Yeah.
No, just it's like sometimes learned, you know,
when comedians come along and they've got to be somewhere, even really good comics.
Yeah.
I always think, if you're thinking about your car, you're going to have trouble here, you know.
Yeah.
You know, how long it's going to take you to get home or where you're parked or
It's no good
whatever it might be. It can really pull you out of it.
You've got to be here now.
Whoa.
Here. Now.
Be here.
Now.
We want all the comedians
now.
In the world. if anything, that energy's not good.
Again
either.
And again and again. Now. Nothing.
No,
but now.
No, stop.
Yeah,
no.
Now.
No. But you see, now.
Now then.
Is also now.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
No. So yeah, and that's what, and the funny thing about all that is, then I went off to Edinburgh, and honestly, you know, a lot of that is about the pull forward to get to the next thing. I also experienced, and this is key for people at our time of life, Paul.
Yeah.
I experienced the pull backwards. Edinburgh.
Right.
Such an important place in my life.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely defining.
Yes.
You know, I first went up there kind of around the time, well, I was the same age as my son, just finishing my A-levels.
Yeah.
And we went up there to see about doing a play. And I just thought, there's this kind of magic.
Yes.
You know, we took an overnight train, me and the guy from I worked with at the youth theatre.
Right.
And he went to sleep.
Right.
And I sat awake reading, getting my mind bent by Oliver Sacks, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat.
Yeah.
Which I'd got as a chosen for some prize at school.
Yes, yeah.
And I got to Edinburgh and we were at Waverley Station at dawn and I was sleep deprived and I was like, this is the place.
Yes.
This is the place.
Magic to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I went
there,
to
really is, yeah.
Went up there to, did we did the Edinburgh Festival that summer, that's 92, back again in 94.
Yeah.
All the time doing drama, doing music, also like, I don't know, romance, trying to find love.
Yeah.
And all these things like the basic building blocks of
career
what we
life.
Seek in life.
Yeah.
Edinburgh was like the source, was like the Narnia for all that to
it
me.
It was, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I moved there in the mid-90s. And this is before I'd even become a comedian.
Right.
And that led to me becoming a comedian. And that led to years of Edinburgh fringes, and adventures, being in bands.
Yeah.
Everything, you know. And then even just the Stand Comedy Club itself, very important, iconic gig.
Yeah.
Going there, it being a big deal.
Yeah.
Going there on my first tour. Anyway, all of this and more. I could give you a list, you know. And
Edinburgh's a great place.
I just turned up there on Friday and thought, yeah, but just remember, this is just, it's just a gig now, you know.
Yes.
All that history is just in your head.
Yeah.
There's no, it's didn't just really a, know the other comedians, don't know any of the stuff.
It's,
the
an, it's an under,
there's some people coming to see me, but it's not like
underpaid
back in the day.
Gig.
Well, yeah, nothing negative, but it's just,
yeah.
It just is what it is, you
yeah.
know. And it's dangerous in a way to think about, you know, but when I was,
yes.
I remember going there and people queuing around the corner because I was on the telly and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah.
And this is a different time. I'm a different person.
So you've got
to some extent, Edinburgh's a different place.
Absolutely, yes.
So it was just a real lens on being in the now.
Everything's constantly changing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
embracing
right.
Embracing it constantly.
It's all gone, you know.
Being alive to that, yeah.
And the funny thing about that is that I then, almost immediately, this is trying to not tell it in hours of words, because it was quite a few hours of my life, immediately going into my mum's loft. You know, my mum and my late dad's home being packed up and put away.
Yeah.
And we've been putting stuff in that loft for years. My mum can go up there so she could go for your life.
Right.
And we've been, they've lived there 20 years. Just so much stuff.
Of course.
And so much, and this.
So many memories.
The same thing from the other end, you know, this loft is full of stuff from when the kids were small.
Yeah.
Stuff from when I was trying really hard to be a comedy TV star.
Yes, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And more stuff. But you open a bag and realise these aren't my kids' toys, they're my toys.
Yes, or, yeah,
this
yeah.
Is, these aren't my memories, these are my dad's memories or my wife's mum and grandmother's.
My parents' memories of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, just like an absolute tunnel and all tied in just with these things. you know, simultaneously so rich, riding it? The wind of memory and nostalgia and emotion, and also just feeling very Marie Kondo about the whole thing. It's like, but you don't need any of this crap.
Yeah.
It'll all, you know, I don't want to go too dark, but I'm going to follow that thought right to the end. It'll all be dust soon enough.
Yes.
You know, so let's just calm down about sort of, it.
But how rich a weekend is.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? In terms of like, what happens in like
exactly.
an average weekend?
This
is rich life, isn't it? Should
we
do this
and that? Let's go through Queenswood. Yeah. Let's do it. It's nice being in the wooden heat.
It is.
Cool.
It is nice, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, and that's all so notional, so impressionistic. I mean, I haven't even talked about how lovely the gigs were, how I saw friends of the show in the audience. We all did a park run.
Nice.
When I was driving the van twice, I was caught in incredibly dramatic storms.
Right.
You know, this is all what's actually happening
sort of
in life.
Thunderstorms, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, shout out to the family Strath. Stuart and Susie.
Yes, old
and
Stuart, I saw that, yes.
I saw all of them, not all at the same time.
Right.
But it was one daughter made it to the park run, but was too young to come to the comedy, and the other daughter was gutted to miss the park run because she was in London.
Yeah.
But came back and up and came to the comedy, and we all did, the older generation all did Portobello Park Run, and then they came to the gig, and there were some other running comedy people at the gig as well. So it's not like, you know, it's just the 2023 version of things.
Yeah, it's just that everything happening all at once thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And did they put you up in the flat opposite the venue?
Yes, which is very nice.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of memories in it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, the bathroom in that flat, there's a bit of PTSD there, because that's where I was when I went up after my, not stretching, after my first half.
Right.
And my left hip and my knee. I mean, I was literally shouting in agony.
Right.
Probably should have gone to the doctors or something. But instead of just... Luckily, there was no one else staying.
Right.
So I was just walking around that flat going, and, you know, I remembered that a little bit while I was there. Because you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's funny that sort of... You do the same thing for years, but your relationship with it changes.
Yes.
I'm sure it does for everyone in every profession. And we're lucky to get the idea of... playing being crucial to work.
Yeah, it's
like,
important. It's crucial to life, really.
But it's amazing that we get that opportunity. You know?
Yeah, we're lucky, it's true.
And it's absolutely bonkers that occasionally we resist it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
of pressure, because we feel pressure.
Yeah, that's right.
It's weird.
Because there is only now.
That's now!
No, yeah, all right.
Now.
You see, what you're
now,
running,
now,
you're,
now, now.
He's running so many nows.
The power...
Of now. Now. Now.
Now. 19 now. Now. Now.
In Vietnam, the average moment was now.
The average age of the serving soldier in Vietnam was like, now, now.
Now.
Come some now. Now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I saw a load of tadpoles the other day. There's none here. Oh, there are tadpoles? Any tadpoles in there?
No.
It's quite a horrible smell.
Yeah, that's pretty rank, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Do you know that reminds me of?
What's that?
Definitely. Yeah, get your face in.
Put your face in the smell.
I'm getting in the smell. Yeah.
Walk through the park afterwards.
Yeah.
Turf.
I eat tadpoles for breakfast. Doesn't
matter. Bucket full of tadpoles. Turf matter challenge.
You other people eat raisins. I like tadpoles.
Stuck my face at my own ass for half an hour as a warm up.
didn't even count because I'm turf.
Those aren't tadpoles. So, yeah, so we're just sort of pottering through Kareem Woods in the sun, and very slowly.
You saying about being in the moment and us bringing it back to running, I had a good, you say very lucky to think about life that way. And I think we all know that we're lucky if you ever feel a good moment and you can see it clearly without losing it, you know what I mean, without popping the bubble.
Yeah.
I went out on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Early.
Yes.
I was going to drive the van, the legendary van, to parkrun, right?
Right.
It was cold out there. I had it in my... Of course, I'd driven hours and hours and hours on Friday.
Yeah.
I suddenly thought, I don't know if I need to, because it's all to do with moving the van for the parking restrictions.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know if I need to. Anyway, I got down to it, and sure enough, I could leave the van all there all day on the Saturday.
Nice.
Also, it was really cold. I was doing my running stuff. It was freezing cold. Not freezing cold, it's just got cold.
Yeah, cold. Got a bit cold.
And anyway, I looked at my watch, I was like, well, I can run there then.
Yeah.
So I ran up the hill, dumped some keys or whatever, and then just ran off. It's like 4 miles to Portobello.
Yeah, so it's quite a warm up.
So it was a proper, it wasn't the one I planned, but it's totally available, Anyway, I mention all that because there was this moment as I got onto the top of London Road off Leith Walk.
Yeah.
Slightly downhill. Really beautiful. Counting Hill up on the right, some sort of grass and trees. A bit like this, but flat and slightly downhill.
Yeah.
And in Edinburgh. And I'd probably run about half a mile. I was just beginning to warm up, having been actually cold.
Yeah.
I was slightly worried about time, so I was probably actually running a bit faster than just kind of cruising pace.
6:20 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just had this moment where I realised that it just felt like nothing. It felt like it was neutral.
Right.
I pointed out to myself how fictional this was.
Yeah.
I was making a fair pace. It was because I was cold.
That's what fitness is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was going downhill. So it was a real, absolute balancing act to have that feeling of feeling kind of fit and strong, and not even fit and strong, just like the fact that I was moving forward was neutral.
Yeah.
And you think this is fictional, it'll pass in a couple of minutes. But right now, just
something
amazing
to be enjoyed. It's also just being aware that the more you run as you get older, the less older people run generally.
Yeah.
It's just good fun to be just running like that.
Yeah.
Our stage, just feeling like
world.
That's what fitness is. It feels great. You're running, you're not feeling it. You're doing a bit of a fair, it's a fair lick.
Of course, I think that 4 miles to parkrun ruined my parkrun time.
Yeah, of course.
Ruined it.
What's the point? Might as well not bothered. I wish I could take it back.
Have you ever done that Portobello parkrun? I've been there with you, but I've been there twice. But the last time I was there with Paul Meyerhock, Canadian comedian.
Yes, yeah, lovely fella.
So I mixed that up in my mind.
And how was it? How was the parkrun?
Well, it was really... The best thing about it was, I got there quite a lick.
Yeah.
And I went through the park. There weren't many people around. Some of the volunteers, I thought, oh no, it's cancelled. And I went up to this guy and I said, I know there's no toilet in the park when there's a toilet in the shop. I said, where is that? And he said, yeah, you got plenty of time. And he gave me some directions.
Right.
Plenty of time. I've got about less than a quarter of an hour.
Right.
Went to the toilet, went into the loo, didn't have any paper. So such a weekend of adventures.
Cheers, mate.
Paul.
Cheers. Thanks.
And
thanks, shop.
Anyway, as I came out and started running back, thinking, I must have, I've already got. Start half an hour later in Scotland, don't
they? Right. Oh, of course, right.
Yeah, that's why I had plenty of time.
Nice.
That's why all the volunteers were looking at me like I was weird. It's like I was early enough to go to last week's parkrun. So I ended up sitting in the sunshine,
Yeah.
Thinking about the Mars refugees and then the Straths came along and I caught up with those guys.
No, well, that's nice. You had a bit of a rest.
Yeah, and then I went to the run director. So we're doing milestones. And I was going to go through halfway. And so I said, if it's not too complicated, can you tell everyone when you do milestones, I'm halfway from Damascus to Beirut.
All right, okay.
And she did, and everyone clapped, nice, which was lovely. Yeah. But it was funny because I wanted to video it and stuff, but I kind of wanted everyone going, yay! But I felt a completely positive clap, but it's just a lot of information.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
People
yeah.
like, what?
Really?
What is he?
Is he lost?
Congratulations,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So that was fun. But some people afterwards say, oh, good luck with the rest of it. Yeah, it's such a good scene, isn't it?
And what's the course like?
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to tell you one thing about the run director first.
Yeah.
Went up and said hello. Said about running commentary. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I said, oh, you don't need to, you know, I didn't mean you should know who I am or anything. She said, yeah, but you went to school with my cousin.
Oh, nice. Oh, well, that's nice. Bit of a connection.
She said, my cousin Ashley. And I was like, you look like Ashley. So the circle was complete. Anyway, yeah, it's lovely. It's a lovely course. It's one of those long parks with a river in it.
Right.
You know, kind of landscapes, but really nice to be out in.
Yeah.
It's a river that comes down to a lake. And it's three laps of that, but so it's a long, thin lap.
Right.
You run around the lake, down one side of the water, over a bridge, back along the water, and then repeat.
So
but
it's nice to be running in water, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was such a lovely day. And but there's this. I realised something about it afterwards, that you start on the hill.
Right.
So it sets you off down the hill, so you go off at a lick. And then you finish off just a tiny pull.
Right.
Up the same hill. It's such a good marker for the laps, you know.
Yeah.
We used to talk quite a lot about three lappers. I don't think I've done a three lapper in a long time.
Yeah.
It's a great number of laps.
It is good. Yeah, it's great.
Particularly parkrun tourism.
Yeah.
Because you've got one to get the idea.
One two to settle, feel, and then one to
hold.
To get tough.
You dare!
Let me get tough with it.
I set off, I did that. I get some knowledge of the thing. I clocked a guy in the first quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
I thought,
he's
about my pace.
Yeah.
I know he's a steady, good runner. He's just going to hold all the way. And I think looking back, if you think about it, we're both going downhill then. So when I thought to myself, I think it's about my pace.
Yeah.
He's faster than me.
Right.
Anyway, so there's lots of other people around. I wasn't like stalking this guy, but I kept an eye on him and went along. And then gradually finding a place in the pack, coming past people, I thought, oh, maybe I'm a bit faster than this guy. I came past him and he pushed back. I never really got past him.
Right.
And then he got past me and he... I don't know if he was ever aware of me. It's probably just me trying to go faster than I was going. And he was a very neat, tidy man and runner.
Did he have a marathon talk t-shirt on? Or was he a bad boy?
He had a t-shirt from an event.
Yeah.
And he was wearing glasses, you know, he had very neat form.
Right.
He was good. Anyway, after not managing to get past him, you know, who's gently moving away from me for the rest of the thing.
Yeah.
And then at the end, just gone.
Right.
He must have had a fantastic finish.
Yeah.
So just when he was no longer part of my world on the ground.
Yeah.
He put his foot down.
Right.
You know, by the time I came to the finish line, he was having a Scottish breakfast in a cafe on the beach.
Nice.
Very impressive.
Nice.
But I did the first lap in 6.5.
Right.
Or rather,
yeah, that's
first
fast.
Mile. And it's, yes, yeah, so that's, if you add that to the fact that I'd run 4 miles there,
yeah,
and I was going faster than I meant to, it's not ideal. But on the other hand, I didn't really mind.
It's where you're at.
It's good. It's just good to know that I've got that mile in me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know.
Without too much effort. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then what happened? 10 minutes. Next one, 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I stopped for a while.
Yeah.
After that, I lay down, obviously.
I felt like you were a tree and just left. Fell over. So then you got to try and hold, I suppose.
Yeah, that's holding right. So pattern. I think that it helped with that fellow. I did the first lap very fast and then hung in there, really, in the second lap. I don't really remember fading, but I think I did. But it was more that I ran very fast and then settled to my pace, you know.
Oh, bless him.
Thank you. 21:19.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah.
That's great.
But I think if I was slightly more sensible, it's good to be trying to get times of 20, and it's just a good discipline, you know. But really, just lovely.
Set off at 6:30. You saw the howl of the moon.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Green Flag Award, 25 years. 25 years of raising the standard on the Parkland Walk. Welcoming place, healthy, safe and secure, well-maintained environmental management, biodiversity, community involvement.
Congratulations.
Well done. Celebrates the 25th. Well done. It's a nice little Parkland Walk.
It's a shame they didn't invite us to the ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could play it. Who books that?
Yeah.
25 years of raising the standard. Lovely. It's always nice.
Mate, slow down. Slow down.
Ease up, mate.
Ease up with your 12-minute miles.
Easy.
Come on, fellas.
So, yeah, I feel like after talking about new beginnings, I think that finding that mile, despite the slight, you know, looseness of it coming about, and finding that moment where I felt neutral whilst cruising.
Yes,
know?
Yeah.
And finding that old run, that kind of psychologically nostalgic tempo run.
Yeah.
I'm getting into something, but I want to ask you something.
Go on, then.
I found something quite interesting. I was looking for a nice 10K to do in July, probably.
Yeah.
I found one. It's one of the run-through Queen Elizabeth Park 10Ks. Lovely. Yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
Specifically, it's the same route as the one I did very early on in the year when I got a really good time.
Nice, yeah.
One cold winter's, sunny winter's morning, you know.
Yeah.
There's one of those in July. Here's the thing. It's a chase the sun. Run away at 7 o'clock in the evening, I think.
Wow.
And I can't imagine doing that. I mean, I think I'd absolutely do my head in. But that makes me think I should do it. I should do it, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean...
But do you think I'll be able to?
I used to do, like, races down in Battersea Park that kicked off at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's infinitely doable.
Yeah.
It might be a nice little experience. Something a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely change things up. I feel a bit of a... You know, I'm definitely a morning runner and I haven't really run in the afternoon for ages, but I remember when I was first marathon training, I'd run in the afternoon and the kind of sluggish difficulty of it, I would think, this is good training. This is
second
half of the marathon stuff. But it's crazy because with this evening run, I'm thinking, one side of my head is thinking, well, it's 10K, doesn't that? When you do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
And the other half of my brain is thinking, I can't imagine running...
Cranking up at that
10
time.
10 yards, I don't know where it's going to come from.
Yeah.
So I think that the reason I want to do it is to show that second
that
voice.
Notion,
see if I can...
Get a bit more flexible.
Find a way with it.
Well, I mean, obviously you'll have to get into a different time zone in the preceding 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've got to do some training.
You've got to make 7 p.m. as your...
That's when I get up.
As your 10 a.m. I mean, it, so... So we'll have to record this in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's right. I should probably spend a week in Hong Kong.
Yes, at the bare minimum.
Just to show how normal it all is. You know, we've all done it.
No, that'll be good fun.
But it's funny, these extremes of experience, sometimes they're, you know, it's a bit blurry whether they're real things you're doing heading over or they're not, you know.
I mean, I don't want to be pedantic, but... We are currently running in the afternoon.
We are technically running in the afternoon. But I was thinking also today's really hot.
Yeah.
And some people go, I can't run in the heat. And I would not, I think that I'm, well, I certainly think I'm fast when it's cold.
Yeah.
As discussed. But I really don't mind running in the heat.
7 p.m. as the sun fades away is a lovely time to be out racing.
Yeah. Well, I think if the weather's like this, it would still be very hot.
Yeah.
And the sun's going to be pretty high in the sky. But...
Yeah, that'd be good.
We can't assume the weather will be like this in a month. So I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
It's about, if anyone wants to know, I think it's a Wednesday, like probably the penultimate Wednesday in July.
Yeah.
Something like the 19th or something.
And those races down Battersea Park on the Monday.
Oh, he's down.
Oh, damn.
He's down.
And also in a tricky, nasty place as well.
Yeah, I feel fine. Do you know what I'm doing?
Go on then.
I'm not rushing the game out.
Yeah, you just chill. That was a bit of gravelly, stony. It's a bit of a harsh fall.
I'm down here like that guy with the trombone the other day.
Yes, yeah. He's embracing the now.
I feel a little bit sorry that that's become a meme. Poor bloke.
Yeah. He did. He gave it a good minute.
And more
so,
time
than
usual.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine.
It is quite
shocking
to fall, isn't it?
You're dusting me down, thank you. I was so clean as well. I'm good, thank you. Good on you. Yeah. Look, there's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's all right, don't worry about it. Oh,
yeah.
Be all right now.
Yeah.
I don't run anymore for a little bit.
All yeah, right, cool, we'll walk down.
Yeah, 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 we will. Take it easy.
Noted.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.
Cheers, love.
My angel came. You saw her too, right?
Yeah. She was great.
Yeah, and she's obviously being lovely and very sort of strong, but there's that, like, when she, you might have heard her saying, just give you some energy. She just gave me a little kind of wrist massage. She just gave me a little massage on the sole.
Yeah, nice.
But she's gone, now we can run again.
Yeah, and she said, don't be silly, so we just run off. But that was a bit of a shocking fall, though, wasn't it?
Because it
was on stony ground.
Yeah.
Are you feeling? Are you all right?
I was like an idea nobody likes, wasn't I?
It was just.
I fell on stony ground.
Yeah. It's just.
But I'm absolutely fine.
But did you experience that moment mid-fall where it's like, oh, here we go? You know what I mean? It's always that feeling of total hopelessness.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I don't think it was as negative as that. Fallen. But I would say, to listen to it, I'm sure it happened in a second. What it was I tripped, and I had time to think. Oh,
I'm gonna fall
I am
now.
Going. There's no, there's no recovering. I'm going down.
There's nothing soft
and
here.
Then I definitely governed how I landed.
Right.
So that I sort of went in softly through my left elbow.
Right.
It wasn't. You know, I've had much worse falls in recent years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not so bad.
Good.
I have to have another. When I was yesterday, getting all that stuff out of my mum's loft, you know, and you think, I think these things. They just have the potential to be so sad, you know.
Yep.
But they weren't. It wasn't. And but it was so much stuff. It was in a not boarded loft with spars and beams.
Yeah.
Sort of bending over, ducking under, standing on the things, moving heavy stuff in an awkward way.
Yeah.
Climbing through clear space to the top of a ladder.
Yeah.
And then down the stairs, through the house, through the garden, around the garages, across the parking to the van. And I did that. For 5 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
Until the van was completely full.
Wow.
And the level of dirty you get to when it's that hot and you're in the hottest space in the house.
The dust.
And I didn't judge my clothes right, so I was wearing like black jeans.
Right.
And a t-shirt, quite a thick t-shirt.
Yeah. So you can see it. You can see the effects.
Yeah, you're sweating and it's dirty. You're covered in dust and cobwebs and. I've never been so dirty in my life. It was interesting because you just had the bathroom done and I was just thinking. That was what kept me going. So I'm going to get home and have a shower.
Yeah.
I think as I hit the ground just then, it's like, oh, I get to go home and have another shower. When I was little, I'd say that was it. If you get a cut and you've got to be really careful. Do you have that when the old dirty hand with a cut on it?
Yes, yeah.
You've got to not get locked jaw. What's the... Anyway, got to wash that in the fullness. And I will. But I'm taking my time.
Tetanus, lockjaw.
I wish I'd got a photo of that one, but she wouldn't have liked it.
No.
I wish I'd found
I've seen her a lot. Yeah, she's a bit of a character.
Well, is she famous?
No, she's just sort of locally.
She is a bit famous.
Locally
isn't
known, yeah.
She's got a charisma.
Yeah,
she
absolutely has, yeah.
So, I'm going to chase the sun directly towards the ground.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
I was looking up. I've got some PBs here, Paul.
Oh, fantastic.
But I'll tell you.
We can do those.
The first one is not really... Well, I don't know if it is a PB, but the thing that I wanted to mention is Matt Wooden.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Angela Barnes' husband.
100 miler on the hottest day.
Yeah.
Yes.
South Downs, 100 miles. Plenty of ups and downs.
Yeah.
He did it in 25 hours, something.
Yes,
didn't he?
Yes.
And he just looks, I know we didn't see him or anything, but just looks so chill.
Yes.
Angela went out and saw him, which is lovely. Met him at Devil's Dyke.
About 66 miles or something.
Yeah, that's right. Two-thirds of the way around. And he's sitting down cross-legged.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be able to do that after this.
I know.
That's incredible.
He's very chilled, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a really...
And obviously a...
He's kind of a model. He's probably one of the first ultra runners we met from real life.
Monstrously strong runner.
Yeah. And such a quiet, easygoing guy.
Yeah.
He's the model, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like a monk.
And then,
really good.
But then, ultimately, as I said on Facebook, a little bit lazy. I noticed when he finished, he sat down.
Yeah.
A little bit lazy.
He didn't just run on home.
A little bit lazy there, mate.
You ran on home for your tea. Left you standing like a cutie schoolboy.
I mean, run for 20 over 25 hours like that in the heat.
Yeah.
And not have a kip.
Yeah.
Just running through.
Yeah.
The mind boggles.
It does.
Yeah.
I bet it boggled quite a lot.
I mean, I'll keep him in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So bless him. Well done, Matt Wooden.
Yeah, in fact, it throws into context me saying, oh, imagine running later in the day. I don't know if I can even manage.
Everyone's different.
That's true.
You know, he's done 100 miles in 25 hours. You've got to run at 7 p.m.
I know. And I'll be running for, well, maybe 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah.
If you can imagine it.
Something very similar.
Yeah. I hope that effect. Anja comes and meets me and Matt sends a message of support.
Meets you at the 7K mark.
You can do it. God, what can do? Why isn't someone showing me a dog? You haven't got a dog. I don't care. Somebody show me a dog. Remember that guy in the Zoom meeting again? Yeah. Oh, postman's here.
Yeah.
Can't believe this happened to me. Control the dog. I had to get myself a biscuit. Anyone got a lighter?
What are we doing here? What's the point?
Imagine five other faces just quietly waiting. Yeah.
On your own time, mate.
Has anyone got an answer to that one? The answer is 40 miles an hour.
So that was...
Yeah. Oh, you had time to say, yeah, what is the point when an HGV license, ultra-low emission zone? I mean, I've been 25 years...
So that was a lovely run.
Very nice. I'm feeling a little bit son of a preacher man, Springfield. I'm a bit dusty. That's my issue here.
Don't run on. Don't be silly. Okay, no worries. Run. Immediately run.
We walked a good 10 yards.
Yeah. I wonder if she could still even see us, completely ignoring her advice.
I just realised we've got back to... last time we recorded, we finished on the same spot here.
Right.
And there's up here on the left, the trees are completely coated, aren't they?
Yes.
Like spider's webs, but it looks like a Halloween special effect.
The larva of the bird cherry ermine moth.
Yes. Caterpillars in their webs do not harm people or animals or the trees.
Fantastic.
Should we go and see if we can see any of them?
Yeah, let's see them.
They'll be up here. Well, let's stroll up while we're doing this. Okay, so it's your...
Have a look at the lover. Ignoring excitations to walk following a accident.
And the news is read by dusty caterpillars.
Seem to be equating a 10-kilometre race at 7 p.m. with a 100-mile race over 25 hours.
First of all, problems, narcissism.
There you go. Look at that. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild, isn't it?
And I think that these new, the little brown bits, little brown clumps. I think maybe they weren't there the other day. I don't know. It was kind of grey the other day.
I think they're were cubs, aren't they?
It looks like we're in space. I love the sign saying, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about. But you think, are you sure, though?
Yeah.
Because it's really weird.
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
It's very strange.
Yeah.
The caterpillars and their moths are harmless, Paul. They're harmless.
Yeah, they say that. That's what they want you to think, mate.
Yeah. They're harmless, but are they fast? Bees! Did you like my link there?
Let's do it.
Well, let's go down here then. We'll go down these steps. I did the big warm up and
I know,
we just
I know,
walked,
I know.
Walked off just, down a flight of steps.
It's just because my neighbour. My neighbour's going to do it.
Okay, so. Shall I start? You ready?
Yeah, go on then.
We start with Marcus Staff. Who did the Boston, this is ages ago, by the way. We haven't done these for ages. Okay. This is the Boston, that's the Boston UK half, in 1 hour, 53 minutes and 3 seconds, which is a 7-minute PB. Surely that means that Marcus also, last time, ran like a 2 hours and a slice.
Exactly, yeah, he ran
so
two hours
nice
and
one, Marcus.
That's really well
done.
Barriers broken. Peter Edwards just turned 56.
Peter's from a very fast family. They often all go and then his son goes,
he did his part run PB at 20 minutes and 21 seconds. At the age of 56, that's good running. His turn, if I could turn back.
He's doing it, isn't it? But imagine if parkrun was in
well,
the evening.
Well done, Peter Edwards.
I mean,
impossible.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. This is talking of fantastic ultra runners. Richard Uffendall, who is always doing amazing ultras, and he did the West Country Hilly Ultra that goes over Dunkery Beacon and
awesome.
Through Exmoor and stuff. 70. It doesn't say how long it took him, but he knocked 75 minutes off his PB.
Wow.
And you're an incredible runner, Richard.
Incredible.
Always impressed. And as we flirt with ultras, it's always interesting. I'd like to run over Dunkery Beacon, although
Stuart
I don't know if I could do
Strath,
it.
Your mate.
Oh, yeah, my mate. Yeah, friends of the family.
Granite Green.
That's Glasgow Green.
Glasgow Green, 10K, 47 minutes, 57, a 1 minute PB. Well done, Stu Pott.
Nice to see you. See you next time. Yeah, see you next time. Yeah, we're close personal friend.
Phil Dunning, Leeds.
Rob Barrow.
Rob Borough Marathon, 3 hours and 36.
People were saying Cover.
Light fast steps.
Yeah,
well,
nice.
Nice bit of tempo. Well done,
that's
Phil.
A great I'm going to skip that. We'll come back for Helen. But Emily C also did the Leeds Rob Borough Marathon with a PB of 4 hours and 36.
Well done, Emily C.
Huge. I've got to look after a dog. Has anyone got a lighter?
Kieran Lightfoot. What a name. What a great name for a runner.
Yeah, and Lightfoot. That's nominative determinism, isn't it?
Absolutely, is it? Edinburgh Half. And he is Lightfoot as well. 85 minutes, 4 minutes PB. Well done.
Oh, that's sharp.
That well is done, Kieran.
Helen Eastope, we've seen you before, did her first Ultra, so it's automatically a PB.
Yes.
It was the Shires and Spires Ultra, 55K.
Well done,
she
Helen.
Loved it. She goes...
Beautiful. Neil Hunting. The mm-hmm. Curtain 5. He ran it in curtains?
Did he pull the curtains?
He ran it, he draped in curtains.
Yeah, it wasn't the winner, it was a draw. they drew the curtain.
Shut up. Anyway, five.
Are you blind? No, I'm curtain.
5 miler in 38 minutes and 27 seconds.
It sounds good.
Well
I
done,
can't
Neil.
Compute 5 miles, but it sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's great. Sub 8 minute miles, fantastic. Jenny Sawford.
Got a 1 minute parkrun PB at Storiesfield. We don't know what time it was, but it's a PB even when she wasn't really feeling it, possibly because her boss was there, the head teacher. So that's how you get a PB. You make some boss you're not entirely comfortable with, put them in the field as well. Go, Jenny.
Barry Woods.
Lovely place to run.
Exmouth, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Exmouth Park run. 20 minutes and 14, probably due to... No, that's that.
Yeah,
that's
probably due to long Sunday runs listening to us.
Fantastic.
I agree.
Well,
I think
course.
It's all on us.
Well, the Sunday runs give you a very strong foundation for fast running later in the week.
They
so
do.
That's brilliant. 20 minutes and 14 seconds. Well
I
done,
love
Baz.
Love that time, Barry. I envy you that.
Nicola Cartledge.
Nicola from South London. Often
fantastic.
Runs Hilly Fields Parkrun, but got to Dulwich and was rewarded.
Got to Dulwich, was rewarded with a PB of 21 minutes and 48 seconds. Well done, Nicola.
Go, Nicola.
Fantastic. Awesome running. And finally, Ross
McDonough. Ross McDonough.
Green Park.
That's in Reading.
10K. 40 seconds off his 10K in a very swift time of 34 minutes and 31 seconds. It's nice to get the spread, isn't it?
We get
the spread from those types of runners with people who take longer, and it's lovely that he's listening to us, and good luck, mate. That's fantastic.
And I know that of old, there was some misunderstanding, some difficulty.
34 minutes and 31.
Is it Richard Harrison, Mr. Spoon? Was wanted a klaxon for the London Marathon and didn't get one, so that is a shame.
No.
Oh, there's one. That's it. So,
so we go onwards into our spiritual adventures.
Yeah.
A week of yoga and my
but you know when we are now.
Transcendental meditation.
Now.
With Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.